The executive director of the South African Petroleum Industry Association, Bafani Chifularo, joins me on the line now. Good afternoon, Kutsen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Why are we realizing a shortage in diesel?
Africa. So right at the beginning of the lockdown, there was an immediate reduction or demand destruction. And so throughout the period, I mean, like the whole of April and probably like beginning of May, it was as if the recovery period would take a little bit longer than what we expected. But like everything else that has to do with COVID, it's very difficult to predict what's going to happen next. So the moment we move to alert level 4, the demand on diesel started to pick up quite, drastically than what was forecast. And so we had to actively manage them in the situation, especially those companies that are affected. So they had to start to ration diesel to make sure that everyone does get a portion of what is available to preserve the stock levels.
All right. Are we not in a position to just produce more diesel?
So we were a bit unfortunate because during the course of April, we had some unplanned shutdowns for some of the refineries. And the other one was down right at the beginning just because the demand was was low. So, but we have since now seen that, those two refineries in Durban, they are coming back online. So over this weekend, they will actually be back, fully producing. So the issue of rationing will be history by next week.
And I imagine then KwaZulu-Natal and to some part Gauteng and all the internal provinces are the ones that are most affected by this need to ration the amount of diesel you can buy.
Yes, correct. The Western Cape is not affected by this. It's more like, those who depend on the Durban, Gauteng corridor who were like affected by this.
And this is just a problem with diesel, right? Many people will be returning to work on Monday. They'll be taking their children to school on Monday, and they haven't had to even look at a petrol tank for 65 days now. Will there be fuel for them to pour into their vehicles when they just use petrol for their vehicles on Monday?
Interesting that you are asking that question because, we have started to see that there seems to be opportunistic, increase in demand for petrol. But however, this has been managed, in terms of supply because we have got enough stock levels. I suspect it has to do with the price adjustment that's going to happen next Wednesday. And because of that, there seems to be like some people who want to take advantage of that situation, but there shouldn't be any sort of stock rationing for petrol.
And that price adjustment expected to go upwards. We saw 2 months, back-to-back months, where quite a drastic reduction in the price of petrol because of the price of crude oil, which was really tanking at some point. But we're seeing a reversal of that. What are you anticipating the price increase to be? Acknowledging that it's the Department of Minerals and Energy that makes the announcement anytime from now until Sunday.
That's correct. We are all waiting to hear what will be the announcement. But based on the published numbers by the Central Energy Fund, we are looking at petrol adjustment in the region of Rand plus. Diesel to be much lower, probably in the region of 20 cents per litre. But the correct numbers, they will be announced by the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. So I think you are quite correct, Africa. If you remember, since the deal by OPEC Plus members, we started to see the crude oil price starting to strengthen. Obviously, we are not even helped by our rand. Our rand has been weak, and that has resulted in the significant price adjustment, which possibly is going to be announced by the government.
The reality, though, is even if the price of petrol is increased by a rand plus a few cents, it will still be cheaper than the last time you poured petrol, because 2 months ago, in 2 months, we've seen more than 2.50 rand, I think, of reduction in the price of petrol.
Indeed, you are quite correct. Basically, if you think about it, I mean, it will be probably like a net increase of a rand if you think about the previous decrease.
All right. Thank you very much, and good luck to the refineries that have gone into action again to produce that diesel. Ev Bafani Chiflaro is the executive director of the South African Petroleum Industry Association.